Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For most teams, we're right at that month before spring training starts. And there is still, forget Bryce Harper and Manny Machado, they get all the attention, especially around here. There is still a ton of real quality players who are free agents. Dallas Keuchel is still out there. Craig Kimbrell is still out
Right? A.J. Pollock.
A.J. Pollock is still out there. Adam Jones, Marwin Gonzalez.
Yeah.
It's remarkable. Here we are a month out, and we're still sitting here with a lot of really good players that are available via free agency, which leads me to believe that even though the Mets and the Yankees clearly have budgets and they don't want to exceed them for certain guys, they may not be done simply because these guys may have to settle for a lot less than they thought.
Yeah.
You know, take a guy like A.J. Pollock. A.J. Pollock may have to take a one-year contract. He may, because there's obviously a lot of concern about
maybe
his health.
Bryce. Maybe get Bryce for 1 year.
That's not happening. Those guys are still getting their money.
I'm dreaming.
Yeah, wow.
Well, you throw him $25 million for a year.
25? What do you have to give him 50.
For a year?
Yeah, he's going to get more on a long-term contract.
No, I understand that, but, you know, you never know.
No, I know. He's not. Not happening.
I'm dreaming.
No, I get those guys, I think, are still in line to get. They may not get the $300 million that they were hoping, but it still sounds like the White Sox and Phillies, two specific teams, are going to offer both those guys big deals.
It is amazing, though, how we saw this last year, and we're seeing it again now. How the free agents, we're getting closer and closer to spring training, and guys aren't signing.
Yeah, that's why we're going to have a strike in 3 years.
When is it again to collect the bargaining agreement?
3 years.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm the players, I'm ticked off. Brody Van Wagenen was right as an agent. They should be annoyed because what's happening, it's not just the Mets. We ripped the Mets a lot,
rightfully so.
But a lot of these teams, they got a ton of money. They got from the BAM media deal. They're getting from the TV revenue. They have all this money. And they may be spending it on scouting and analytics. We don't know specifically how much they're spending. But when it comes to individual players, it's just not there.
Yeah.
And in one breath, you could say they're being smart. Sure. But why shouldn't the players get a ton of money? You know, why should the owners be the ones pocketing all of this? And right now, if you're the Yankees and the Mets, and I think both teams have excellent chances to compete for a postseason spot, I think the best part of the Yankee offseason, because I think their offseason has been very blah. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. I mean, but they have brought in some guys, though. I mean, it's not like they have done absolutely nothing.
What have they done? Well, James Paxton.
They brought in Paxton.
What have they done?
They brought in a decent player in LeMahieu. I know they're taking a flyer at Tulowitzki. I get that. I understand that. So, I mean, it's not your normal Yankee offseason.
Well,
I'll say that.
Look, it's surprising.
They haven't signed the, oh my God, big time star. They haven't done that.
It's not, oh my God, though. I know that would please some, like Ernie Juan and Manny Machado.
Right.
To me, it's not that. It's they haven't really greatly improved themselves. When they re-signed Brett Gardner and CeCe and I ripped it, you told me confidently.
I thought they would.
Do more. Well, they haven't.
Well,
Brett Gardner is their left fielder, right?
Right.
So they haven't done as much as I think most people thought they would do, but the good thing is it's not over. I mean, there's still a month to go,
right.
And because these prices are coming down, they may not be done. Same thing with the Mets. I think the Mets have had an okay offseason. I think they've improved themselves. I like some of the moves they've made, but center field is still something that has a lot of uncertainty.
Yeah.
When you talk about Juan Lagares, Keon Broxton, and potentially moving Nimmo or Conforto there to play McNeil in the outfield, that's still a big hole. The Mets still could use a sixth starter, another swing man. Hector Santiago is not the complete answer. They could use another arm out of the bullpen. The Yankee offseason hasn't been bad by any stretch because they've re-signed key guys. You know, bringing back Zach Britton was a really good move.
Yeah,
I'm surprised they did that.
Right.
Bringing back Jay Happ is a solid move. The CeCe Gardner thing, I've already talked about. I think that money would have been spent better elsewhere. And obviously the Paxton deal is a really good risk move to take. But I think why the Yankees have had a good offseason, even though it's been blah, is the fact that the Boston Red Sox have done nothing.
Yeah. No, they haven't done a thing.
I mean, they still have to answer a lot of questions with their bullpen. But I think the other thing is we've sat here for 2 years, 3 years, and talked about the Yankees getting under the luxury tax to then spend. That obviously has not happened. Am I wrong?
Well, I mean, they haven't spent like
that's what I'm saying.
No, they haven't done it like they have done in the past. No, we have not seen that. So maybe there is something to that. Now, like you said, it's not over yet, but they, you know, they have not.
Look, it's not
the
over.
Big splash has not happened with the Yankees.
See, to me, it wasn't even about the big splash. It was about guys like Michael Brantley and Daniel Murphy, who certainly aren't big splashes. They're solid moves. DJ LeMahieu is a nice player. I think there's concern about LeMahieu adjusting to being away from Coors Field. His numbers statistically have gone down the last 3 years, but he is a good defensive player, and I think that's solid. He makes contact, which is very solid, obviously. But it hasn't been the offseason that one was hoping for. I don't think there's any question about that. But it isn't over. So, you know, who knows? Maybe we're sitting here in a few weeks saying something completely different. But as of right now, the plus is I think the Yankees are the best team in the American League East, despite everything I just said, because I have a tough time believing how the Red Sox have gotten significantly better. And maybe the Red Sox fans don't care. Patriots are in the AFC title game. Okay. They
also,
just won
also
a World
did
Series.
Win the championship. So,
oh, I get that. No, I'm not. Look, that, they can think whatever they
and
want.
And they've won four since 2004 now. So no,
that's great. They don't have to be annoyed. I'm just giving. I mean, do you think the Red Sox have gotten better?
You know, they haven't made any moves to suggest that. And they have nobody, as you mentioned a million times, they haven't. The bullpen is, you know, what's the bullpen right
so
now?
So they haven't gotten better.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. I mean,
but, you know, we'll see. We'll see when they start playing.
Absolutely. So, but that's why I think the Yankees right now, I was telling this to Ernie the other day, I think the Yankees are the better team right now. I think they're better than the Boston Red Sox. Now, when the games are played, who knows? Maybe everything's going to continue from last year and the Red Sox will win 105 games.
Well, I think we thought that last year too, though. I think we thought the Yankees were better last year coming into the season as well.
I thought they were equal last year. I did not think the Yankees were better, no. I thought the Red Sox and the Yankees were equal. That's why I predicted a one-game playoff for the American League East. I thought they were very, very close, and obviously that wasn't the case. The Red Sox had a better year.
Yeah,
they beat
them
by 8 games in the standings
or
whatever it was.
And they beat everybody up in the playoffs, so.
Yeah, they had a remarkable season. It's tough to do that again, though. But that's why I think the Yankee offseason, in one breath I say it's been blah, I believe it has, but in the other breath I say I think they've passed the Red Sox because their blah has been better than Boston. You know who's had a sneaky good offseason? The Tampa Bay Rays have. The Tampa Bay Rays went out, they made that trade from Mike Zunino, they signed Charlie Morton away from the Astros, which isn't a bad move. They just signed Avisel Garcia. They're not too bad. I mean, who knows? Maybe the Rays
are
going
to
be.
But they were a 90-win team last year, right? They won 90 last year?
They had a really good year last year, yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're a legit contender for that second wild card spot. You know how the last 2 years it's been Yankees, Red Sox, 1-2. Obviously, Red Sox won, Yankees 2. And then 2 years ago it was Minnesota, and then last year it was Oakland. So it's kind of take your turn with that small market team that sort of surprises. The Twins were surprised 2 years ago, the A's last year. Well, the Rays are certainly in line to maybe be that team, even though they wouldn't be that big of a surprise because they had a good year last year. But now, the Indians should win the Central despite the fact that they've kind of trimmed down a little bit. The Astros are the best in the West. Yankees, Red Sox always leaves room for that one team. And maybe this year it's Tampa. They've had a nice offseason.
If the White Sox do wind up with Machado, how much does that jump them up in your mind?
Well, you know what? Besides that, they brought in Ivan Nova. Not a bad move.
Not bad.
They brought in Kelvin Herrera for their bullpen.
Right.
Not a bad move. They brought in Yonder Alonso. Not a terrible move.
Right.
They've got another year out of Jose Abreu. Yoan Moncada may be better. I personally, and this is one of the things I was wrong about last year, I thought the White Sox were going to take that jump last year because they have a lot of good young talent. So, yeah, I mean, if you add Manny Machado or Bryce Harper to go along with the moves I just mentioned, plus the young players that they have a chance to be surprisingly better in that American League Central. It's just been a weird offseason, and it's been the offseason that's kind of moving me as a baseball fan to the player side. That the players are right to be upset about what's been happening over the last couple of years, and that they should fight the owners in 3 years.
Well,
and they should battle.
We'll see how that goes. We'll see.
Because all I heard, and I think we even repeated it, was, well, don't worry. When Bryce and Manny are free agents, it'll be different.
Yeah.
Has it really been different?
No, it has not. It has not been different.
And while I think both of those guys are going to get paid, think about it right now. How many teams are interested in Manny Machado?
Three?
Probably two.
You got the Yankees out of it now.
Are the Yankees interested in him?
I don't know.
They haven't even made him an offer.
Yeah.
Are the Yankees interested in Manny Machado?
Well, who's made him an offer beside the White Sox?
Anybody else? I would assume the Phillies have.
Well, have we heard about
semantics.
That, though?
Well, we know they're interested.
Right.
I don't know if they've actually laid out an actual offer, but
the White Sox have laid an actual offer out for him,
That was the report, 8-year deal that they made.
Yeah.
And who's interested in Bryce Harper?
Yeah. The Phillies, the Nationals?
White Sox,
else?
Maybe the Dodgers, but the Dodgers feel like the Yankees right now where they don't want to spend that kind of big money. So you've got these two players that we would agree, if we're ranking the top 10 players in baseball, they're on that list,
sure,
right?
Of course.
Okay. They're both 26 years old. How are only two teams or three teams interested?
Yeah. Yeah, well, look, you may be right. Maybe we are headed for a strike. It'll be interesting.
I didn't say we're necessarily headed towards a strike. I'm headed towards a fight if I'm the players. Mm-hmm. And then it's a matter of how steadfast the owners want to be. If the owners say, we don't really give a damn, go strike, then, yeah, I think we're headed towards a strike.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe they come to the table and say, ah, you're right, we'll give in a little bit. And maybe it's getting to free agency earlier or whatever it is, but and this isn't good.
I find it hard to believe we'll see another major strike. I just can't. I find that hard to believe. I don't think the owners want any part of that. I don't.
Yeah.
They'll do something. Something will be done to save that.
I hope you're right. The one thing that worries me is that 1995, because that's when the lockout during spring training occurred before it finally ended. That was a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, it was.
By the time we get there, that's going to be 27 years.
Yeah.
So I understand, because it's fresh in your mind, it's fresh in my mind, that we experienced that as fans. There's a generation that doesn't even know what a baseball work stoppage would feel like.
Yeah.
And I'm concerned that the owners and the players also have forgotten. Have you forgotten? And it scares me that they have. So your confidence that there won't be a work stoppage, I may not have, because if the owners, they're not thinking about that. Like, that's a long time ago, 1995.
Yeah, I don't know what the owners are thinking, you know. But, you know, look, works. We saw them. Look, every sport has had a work stoppage. Everyone.
So do you think both teams are done, the Mets and the Yankees?
I still can't say the Yankees are done. Until I see these guys off the table, I'm still not believing that this possible.
For those guys specifically?
The two big guys. I would it really shock you if all of a sudden they sign one of these guys? I mean, it wouldn't shock me. I mean, all signs are pointing against it, but they're still the Yankees.
Shocked is a strong word. I think I'm moving towards I'd be surprised.
Okay.
Unless they're just fooling the daylights out of me. Are they fooling you, Ernie? Would you be surprised?
If they got one of these guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, right now, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they're doing such a great job pump faking, but I would be surprised.
Going into this offseason is the Yankee fan expected Corbin, Machado, and then some. Like, and another pitcher. And they've gotten neither guy.
Well, that's why this offseason is blah. That's why
they're flirting with. They're flirting with the Real Muto stuff, the Kluber stuff, Carrasco stuff. And now I'm here, and I got J.A. Happ.
Well, besides the guys they re-signed, which are solid. Like, bringing J.A. Happ is solid. Zach Britton, I think, is more than solid. I think that's a great move that they brought him back, right? Outside of the guys they re-signed, their offseason moves are what? Think about it. James Paxton.
Yep. Yep.
DJ LeMahieu.
Tulowitzki.
And Troy Tulowitzki. How could you describe that offseason as anything but blah?
Yeah.
Well, after the Didi injury also.
Yeah. After the Didi injury.
It's certainly not what we've come accustomed to from the Yankees. I'll say that. But certainly not.
Besides a left-handed bat, what are they missing?
Well, I think that, but that's it. No, that's the answer. That would be my answer to you.
Base.
A left-handed bat and the questions at first base. Because right now, first base
left field.
Is Greg and left. Oh, left field. Yeah. Who's the left fielder?
I think Stanton's playing the outfield the most.
That's days. Different. Now, because I've been saying that for a while. Mm-hmm. If you're telling me Giancarlo's the left fielder, I think differently about this. Brett Gardner's not an everyday player.
Right.
You said, when we were talking about this, you're like, it's veteran leadership. Fine, if he's the fourth outfielder.
Right.
But right now, is he the fourth outfielder?
Well. I mean, we'll see. Maybe Stanton is going to play every day in left field, or most of the time.
And then the DH is who? Miguel Andujar?
No. It could be a number of guys.
Right. You know? It could be used as that roving day,
right.
If you will. But, yeah, right now, first base is Bird, Voit, or one of the – or maybe DJ LeMahieu.
Right.
On certain
days,
right? Left field, we just talked about, and they never answer the left-handed bat. If Brett Gardner isn't playing and Greg Bird is not playing, if those two guys are not in the lineup, and I think most Yankee fans probably don't want them in the lineup, they have – one left-handed bat in their starting nine. One.
I haven't ruled out,
Aaron
by
Hicks,
the way. I haven't ruled out getting Stanton to L.A. and then opening the hole for
all right,
Harper.
Dolph. You're still fantasizing about that?
Now you're training Stanton to the Dodgers?
That's not happening.
Going back to the labor thing, I'm just reading something in Forbes where baseball spent less on salaries at any point since 2012, really. So it's not just – that's statistically proven.
Right. We're
spending less on salaries.
Yeah, no, it's right in front of our eyes. But that's the weird thing. Like, when I look at the Yankees and the Mets off seasons, I don't think either one has hit a home run, but the Mets have gotten better, so I'm happy about that. And while the Yankees have had an okay offseason, blah, kind of that area, they did add Paxton, they added LeMahieu, and because the Red Sox haven't gotten better, the Orioles are going to be awful, I don't think the Blue Jays are going to be any good, and the Rays could be feisty, that the net gain has been good for the Yankees, even though they haven't had a great offseason.
If the Yankees do nothing else, to me, the Yankees are still a playoff team. I mean, now
well, who said otherwise?
No, I'm not saying that. But I mean, are they winning a World Series? Well, I don't know. But I mean, are they in the playoffs? Yeah,
It's still a very disappointing offseason if they don't do anything.
No, but you're, in a way, you're changing the bar a little bit because no one's disputing that. But earlier in the offseason, when Ernie and I were killing the Gardner-CeCe moves, your thought was, don't worry, and they'll do a lot more.
I thought they would. I thought they would. I'm surprised. But it's not over yet.
No, hey.
But again, as they are right now, the Yankees are in the playoffs. I mean, I don't see, and barring on some kind of catastrophe, I don't see how they're not.
Well, yeah, and like
are they winning the World Series? I mean, that's another story.
And not
I don't
only,
know.
Not only in the playoffs, I think they're better than the Red Sox right now. So they've had their net gain despite their average offseason has been greater than Boston's.
Right. Okay.
So it's not over yet, but outside of Machado, who's getting Yankee fan excited? It's still available.
Harper.
Besides, outside of Machado and Harper, who's out there that's gonna get you excited?
Yeah, if they miss those two guys, what would be the move?
Unless they made a trade for a pitcher. Let's say they could make a trade to get a guy like Kluber or somebody like that. That would probably excite you.
They'd have to make a trade. Otherwise, if these two guys go, there's nobody really out there. I'm not getting excited about Pollock.
No, nobody else. But for the Yankees, nobody else
Marwin
besides those
Gonzalez,
guys.
That wouldn't excite you?
I'm not getting excited about Marwin Gonzalez.
No, I'm sure he's not.
He's a good player, but no, I understand.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.